Hi, this is our story. Authors Katrina Allen and Catherine Zhang, with an extra reader, William Zhang,
aka the Crackhead Brother.
Hi, I see you found our journal. Yes, it is cat writing here, short for Katrina. Well, our parents made us write this essay on the Fire Island trip. So let's get into it, parents these days. On a burning summer day, as a light bulb in the sky shone quite bright in the blue mystic sky with white painted blobs, there were quite a few that day. Anyways, we were in the car. The heat was massive that day.
Yay! My boss and buddy, Kat, short for Katrina, and I cheered. We were at the beach, but not any beach.
We were at the one and only Fire Island!
We were waiting so long to come. We were thrilled for this trip. The giant light bulb in the mystic blue airspace with fluffy painted blobs shone down brightly at us that day as we were squinting our eyes.
Hopefully we won't burn here. Your car is way more restful with the windows open. Can't forget the air conditioning too, I said.
It's so hot here, I complained too.
Yippee!
My brother said happily, as if he didn't even notice that it was burning. Katrina and myself stared at him like he was crazy.
Are you not hot?
Me and Catherine awestruckly screamed together.
Well, it looks like I am quite hot in looks wise, but temperature, no. Plus, I have special powers you both could never have.
He replied with a smirk on his face. I really wanted to wipe that smirk off his face at that moment, but I concealed it just because I needed my energy to run around the beach. As I heard Cat mutter,
"Lies, you turd."
As I held a giggle, so I just scrunched my face.
Beep beep, Catherine's dad locked the car door. We got our bags and walked toward the beach. After laying down towels and putting down our bags, the usual stuff, we found a super big hole. We were ecstatic.
"Let's keep digging it,"
exclaimed William.
"Fantastic idea!"
Kath and Kat exclaimed. But what we actually thought was something like this.
"So lame. Man, this just reminds me of the situation where when your grandma hands you money in a card, but you have to read the card whilst in your mind thinking, oh my gosh, yay, 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 yay!" After a few minutes, a stampede of kids started running out at us. They were cray cray. "If they dare steal our hole, I swear," I muttered.
As it turned out, they were crazy crackheads. Katrina flexed her muscles as they started to fill our holes.
I interrogated. "Can you help us fill the hole?" Those crackheads retorted like everything was okay and said, "We are!" I said, "Okay, try not to get furious."
"Dumbheads,"
shrieked my brother.
As we walked toward the water side, we came up with a great idea. We created little holes and the water rises up. The little shells and rocks would fill the holes.
"Lunch!"
shouted Catherine's mom. We munched on our food because we were so excited to go back to what we were doing. "Slow down," said my mom, but we continued to stuff our mouths.
A while later, Kat's dad came over with super yummy smoothies. We grabbed them excitedly to taste them.
"Brain freeze," I yelled.
"How is this even cold?" I replied.
"Let's see. Yep, this is cold,"
my annoying brother said.
"No one even asked you," I rolled my eyes.
Later on, when we collected so many shells, we picked out our favorite ones.
"These shells remind me of the time we went on our trip
and my friends and family.
Thank you for listening to our story.